From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against the Islamic State group and not to engage with U.S.-allied Kurdish forces near Syria.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them.
The Turkish military and its Syrian rebel allies are in the sixth day of a campaign designed to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG members out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus and its surrounding areas. The U.S. says Kurdish forces have given assurances they will return east of the Euphrates River. The death toll from a bomb blast in the Yemeni port city of Aden continues to climb on Monday. Authorities say at least 54 pro-government recruits are dead. About 70 were wounded. Authorities say the blast targeted a school compound where recruits loyal to the government of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi were registering for military training. The U.S. and India have signed a key logistics agreement that will enable U.S. and Indian forces to use each other's bases for repair and replenishment of supplies. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter told reporters Monday at the Pentagon that he and Indian Defense Minister Manohar Parrikar formally signed the logistics exchange memorandum. Parrikar spoke to reporters.
And both of us are satisfied at progress we are making in our defense ties. As was noted, this is our sixth meeting in about a year. This reflects our shared intent to take India-U.S. defense partnership forward.
Manohar Parrikar, this is VOA News. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says she wants to cooperate closely with the United States in the fight against terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Monday the two countries have agreed to work together in the areas of law enforcement and intelligence. Authorities in Afghanistan say security forces have rescued an Australian aid worker 4 months after she was kidnapped at gunpoint from her office in the country's east. Two men posing as Afghan intelligence officers abducted Carrie Jane Wilson from the office of her charity in Jalalabad. The Afghan Intelligence Agency, National Directorate for Security, says special forces staged an overnight rescue mission to secure Wilson's freedom and arrested four suspects in connection with the kidnapping. An investigation has been launched.
Nesta jornada para me defender do impeachment.
Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive was a coup. Rousseff is accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. FARC rebel commanders have ordered a final ceasefire in Colombia beginning Monday as part of a peace agreement with the government. FARC and the government have been negotiating a permanent accord for the past 4 years in Havana, Cuba. The agreement was reached last week to end 52 years of fighting between the Marxist rebel group and various Colombian governments. U.S. officials suspect Russian hackers are responsible for breaking into two state election databases earlier this month. Yahoo News quoted sources who say Arizona and Illinois were the two states targeted. According to Yahoo News, an Illinois election board official said the voter registration system was shut down for 10 days last month after hackers stole personal information on approximately 200,000 voters. The Arizona attack involved the introduction of malicious software into the voter registration system. The FBI is urging local enforcement officials to enhance their computer security systems. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on candidates in Gabon to refrain from claiming victory in Saturday's presidential election until the results are released. Sunday presidential challenger Jean Ping said early results indicate he won the vote. A spokesman for incumbent Ali Bongo said the president is headed for a second term. Both sides accuse the other of fraud. U.S. actor Gene Wilder has died. He was 83. Wilder's nephew said Monday the actor and writer died earlier this month in Stamford, Connecticut, from complications from Alzheimer's disease. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.